Okay, great.
And also small business.
And you mentioned trying to ramp up the film club after we get through the virus situation. Who's setting up that effort on the film club? Is that Donna Walker again, or do you know what I mean?
That's Donna, yes.
Donna Walker, okay, great. And I noticed on the spreadsheet here that in fiscal year 19, year-to-date, we had 361,000 some from major donors, but only 41,000 this year. You know, we can't, you know, that's not something we have a whole lot of control over. But have we talked about any sort of efforts to reach out to major donors to own KPFK and to try to solicit their support or, you know, whatever? We talked about underwriting before, real brief. We talked about underwriting before by commercial interests, and it seems like our dedicated supporters who are maybe well-heeled, maybe getting up in years, would consider us in the will or their trust, and maybe let them have some influence on what programming we're having.
Yeah, okay. And y'all had mentioned to me about sending out a campaign letter for that, for those major donors to find out why they have not given like they did in the past. So he's talked about doing a mass mailing for that.
Yeah, and well, I don't know if he's talking about doing
that in June, I believe he said. So that,
I don't know if that's
again,
a good tone to address people. You know, look, you supported us before. Why are you so stingy now? You know, I don't know if that would go over well.
I don't know if in his letter that he would address. I mean, that he would structure his letter that way. So I don't think he would mention like that. I think he would just say something like, you know, we haven't heard from you in a while. You know, or you know, KPFK on the front line of doing major programming, and you know, would you like to come back on board? You know, something of that nature.
Right. I'm sorry, I exaggerate there, but again, and I don't mean to harp on this like I've been doing for the few years I've been around, but we need income enhancement. And last night we were supposed to have a meeting of the fundraising committee that I didn't see go off of the half a dozen calls in there. Bella and Michael Novak, I think, were involved in that. And I don't think that we're taking this seriously. And again, I'll make this brief. I don't mean to harp on this, but, you know, as our fund drives go down, I think it's obvious that we're hitting saturation on these premiums. And there's some premiums we shouldn't be offering. And we need to perhaps have a fundraising or a premium committee specifically to identify good premiums that people be interested in acquiring.
Steve, I've given you more than adequate time. You have a whole laundry list of questions.
Just 10 seconds more, and this is my point: is that perhaps we should explore the possibility of bringing in speakers, promoting them beforehand, and then selling DVDs that would be timely, because we're a beacon of truth in a sea of false information. You know, people are really hungry for what they conceive of as truth, and we have a real market edge there where, you know, you have Fox News and everybody else is just trying to control what you think. Thank you for your time, and I'm done. Thanks for all that time.
Okay. I believe the stack is Grace, Bella, and Kim. But Grace...
No, that is not so. That is not so.
Bella.
I am this person.
Bella, I had to mute
Kim
you.
Kim wants sex.
Hold on, Bella. I had to mute you because I was just asking if that was a stack. I was going to ask Grace to let Bella go first because she hasn't spoken yet. Grace, is that all right with you, Grace?
This is Kim. I have the stack, Fred. I have the stack. I was next. Bella was next. Grace and then Janine. That is the stack.
Thank you,
if
you, Kim.
Want to,
thank
well,
you. Thank you. Hold on,
things.
Kim. Hold
Let's
on. Hold
order,
on, Kim.
Point of order. Anybody who hasn't spoken a first time should come before anybody who has already spoken.
True.
Okay.
So that would
thank
mean
you,
Bella, and then Janine, and then Kim, and then me.
Thank you, Grace. I'm going to unmute Bella now so you can add. Bella, you have the floor. Bella, you
I want Kim to go before me as she was on stack.
Okay, Bella, you can go.
I want you, Kim, to speak before me as you are on stack.
Point of order. Bella, you are not chairing the meeting. Fred is chairing the meeting. Please let him chair the meeting. Kim cannot go before you because she's already spoken. You
okay.
May...
Bella, please.
Let me take the floor. So here we go. Barry, I have a number of questions for you. And from the outset, I want to say that it's completely out of order that someone to talk about programming when we have to be dealing, this is our disparity, why we are so dysfunctional. Because we're talking about programming when we should be talking about the finances. I have sent a spreadsheet questions. Apparently it came from Nita. But before I go there, Barry, I want you to explain to the rest of this committee or just agree or disagree with me. The payroll documentation, the payroll calculations are done in the archives by our friend lady, what's her name? I forget now. Can you know her name?
Mariana.
Yes, Mariana does all the payroll breakdown. She documents all the salaries. She's the one that keeps track of that. When she is done with that, she submits it or sends, brings the report over to the business manager. The business manager is supposed to input that into Great Plains. And then after that, it goes whichever way to Nita. Nita does not calculate our payroll. Nita only provides the breakdown for the payroll tax breakdown payments. Only they initiate
Bella,
how much money
to
pay
shout.
Here and there. Okay, yes, I speak because I have a lot of projection. Let me move away from my phone. Everybody understood that. Okay, now, regarding how is it that the spreadsheets that we continue to get from Nita are very different from what we get locally? And this is very worrisome. The balance sheet, going back over 2 months now, I have sent it over and over again. In our last meeting, I brought this up as well. No address has been made. It has been completely ignored. So I have 11 questions. The first one in the balance sheet, the cash and equivalent, it was $112,000. This is as of 9/30/19. I want clarification. I want the breakdown by bank source. That's what we need. Where does that money come from? Number two, premium inventory. Premium in. Can somebody mute? Okay, premium inventory, 6,908. This needs to be itemized by department classification. Is it videos? Is it books? Is it DVDs? Is it high end? Is it high end, as Paulina was bringing? What is it? We need to know what premium inventory is consist of. The number three, the total current assets, right, was $118,978. Who is making all that noise?
Bill, I have no idea. It's not, it seems to be coming from your phone.
It's not coming from my phone. I'm in a closed room.
Oh, stop it.
Everybody, would you please mute your phones if you don't have the floor? Bella, continue.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Okay, number four, restricted cash. The restricted cash was $7,277. That needs to be itemized by source. We need to know where that money is coming from. Where is it being held? What was the source? Number five, property and equipment, net, $318,442. Also, this needs to be itemized by source. What is that made of? What is these property assets and equipment? Other assets, $17,780. We need to have that itemized by source once again. Accounts payable, 63,181. Where is the accounts payable aging and the accounts payable report to verify this amount? Accrued expense payroll, 230,214. Give us the breakdown by department. We need to know where, because accrued payroll expenses are payroll expenses that have not yet been paid but have been incurred. We need to break that down by department. Enter division payables, in other words, enter unit payables, 915,138. This is an alarming amount. I've never seen this before in the balance sheet. Well, we rarely see one, but this is alarming. It's a very large number, and we need to have that itemized and must have a separate accounts payable and aging, accounts payable aging, and accounts payable report, just like our regular accounts payable, so we can verify this. We need to be able to tie into these numbers. Number 10, and I'm almost done, 10 under net assets. This is unrestricted. So that's 766,058. We need to itemize this by the source. We need to know what that is. And number 11, permanent restricted funds, $20,000. And we need to have that, again, itemized by source. Now, these numbers came from Nita. But if Barry Brooks, who has the information as well, can assist in this, then it's going to have to take a collaboration between the two, because we simply cannot accept such a document without the breakdown. I can put numbers together as well. Anybody can do that if they know how to do it. This means nothing, and we never get a true balance sheet, and this is unacceptable. Now, I want to go back to the financials we just received. It's a total disaster. The numbers do not tie in to the spreadsheet that I created, which I took the numbers both from the audited numbers at Pacifica.org and local numbers, and their disparities. And if we continue in this trend, we are never going to be able to reach our tail. We're like a dog going around a circle, and we'll never reach the tip of our tail. This is unacceptable, and I am a bookkeeper, and it pains me greatly that we are not getting the proper information, nor are we classifying the information properly, because we have a runaway train with this so-called P&L chart of accounts. This chart of account needs to be restructured. And for that, I would need to sit down. Maybe Steve, myself, Kim can sit down with Barry Brooks and truly work on that, because we cannot do this. We have tried doing this before. It went nowhere. We didn't have enough time to meet. The meeting just did not properly take place adequately. We only met once with Barry, me and Steve, and that was not enough time. So we need to really uniform this chart of accounts so that we know exactly where everything is going to be classified into. No surprises, no miscellaneous, no other, etc. Thank you.
Barry, do you want to respond? In any way.
Real quick. I'm holding the U.S. Small Business Administration disaster loan document that you take to apply for. And we certainly, Pacifica qualifies because it's a nonprofit. It's a private nonprofit organization. And we can borrow up to $2 million for economic injury. Okay, Barry? And I can scan this and send it to you, Barry.
You can do whatever you want, yeah.
What do you mean, whatever I want?
If you want to send it, go ahead.
Okay, but if you don't want it, that's okay, too.
I mean, it's like...
You can address
Netta has submitted the balance sheet to you guys for September fiscal year 2019. That's what they put together, okay? How they did it and how they categorized it, that they did it. If you have questions regarding that, you can talk to them. Now, if you want me to break all this stuff down as far as how you want it broken out, I mean, I can give you some answer that to what it means, like this restricted cash, that's the solar account. That $7,777 is the solar and video account. That's what makes up that number there.
Okay. Barry, excuse me.
Bella, please let Barry answer.
That's not what I asked for. We need that in writing.
Yes, you did. You wanted to break out for restricted cash.
But not on this call, because it would take too long.
Bella, I'm just trying to tell you what the things that I know about that you had mentioned in your laundry list of questions here, okay?
I've seen the balance sheet. You have seen the questions. Why have you not been able to address them till now?
Because I've been busy. And,
okay.
You know, it's like if you those questions that you have mentioned here, premium inventory, current asset, restricted cash, property.
It's the balance sheet.
I know, exactly. I mean, if you want a breakout, I can give you that, but it's going to take time, okay?
Yeah, that's okay. Like, what is a time window that you need to make, to break down so we can justify these numbers, and particularly the accounts payable, as you know?
I can't give you, based upon what we are going through with this COVID-19 coronavirus, and distancing, social distancing that we're going through. I mean, once this is lifted, then maybe I can do that. But my time is very, very, very valuable right now. So,
Barry, with your this is Fred. Would your boss okay that that type of diverting you to that type of work?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him. And it's like when a balance sheet is produced, they give you numbers and you want a further breakdown. I mean, you can ask Netta. They're the ones that put the balance sheet together. I thought that was, very informational when I submitted that balance sheet to you guys. I mean, it tells you what our balance sheet looks like at the end of fiscal year 2019. So if you want further breakout, I have to research that. I have to give you, like she mentioned, accrued payroll roll up at $230,000. I mean, I have to, it takes time to research that.
So 11 entries.
11 questions, you said.
Right.
Yeah.
And the balance sheet you gave us, Barry, was even less information on it. And you recall I had questions on it as well. So we get nowhere.
Do you know how to read a balance sheet, Bella? Do you know what a balance sheet is?
There's a reason why I have the 11 questions, because I know what a balance sheet is, I know what goes into it, and I know what we need so that we can analyze it properly. And that's why I have those questions.
Okay, as far as cash, all the cash is being reconciled on a month-to-month basis, Bella. It's being reconciled, it's been given to Netta, and everything is kosher. Now, if you want to break out, I think you mentioned something about you want to accrue payroll roll up by department. I mean, that takes time. I just can't snap a finger and that there it is. It takes time to do that.
Barry, it's okay. It's okay. There are 11 questions on the balance sheet that we received from NADA. If you cannot address them, just say so, either for lack of time, because of priorities, etc. So it was Fred's position to then go back to NADA and say, NADA, we need a breakdown of this for this balance sheet so we know what we're dealing with. That was
okay,
Fred's
what did they say?
Position.
What did they say, Bella?
It has not been done.
What was their response?
It has not been done by Fred.
Okay.
Fred is the chair. Fred has communications.
Okay, you know what? I will put a call in to Tamara to see what the status is on that, to see what we can come up with.
That I sent you. Yeah, you have the information. All the questions are there. You know that
yes.
You saw it. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And I will resend it to you now.
Okay, Bella, Barry is giving you an answer. Do you have more questions for Barry? Please.
I have others, but apparently they're not going to be addressed properly at this stage. So
So I'd like to move the meeting on. Jeannie is the next person on the stack, then Kim and Grace. Is that correct, Kim?
Yes.
Okay. Jeannie, You're unmuted. You should be able to speak.
Okay, thanks. Barry, this is, this is my fifth meeting. I'm sort of a newbie, but I do handle a lot of financial documents for financiers on a regular basis. And I've heard this request every single month. And I know that everybody's going through a lot, but this existed even before the virus situation. So if I, you know, I'm just curious if what your accounting system is, if you can tell us, and then what NADA's accounting system is that they're working with. Do you know those two systems?
Yes.
The name of
the systems that the five stations accept for WBAI, the system that we're on is called Great Plains, okay? And the way we produce the P&L, which is the profit and loss statement, is done through the management reporter system that piggybacks off the Great Plains. NEDA has an accounting system called SAGE, okay? They use a difference in accounting system. So when they produce the balance sheet, they did it on that SAGE system.
Okay. And do you ever exchange files? Do they communicate with one another? Like you send over a file and they upload it into their system, that sort of thing?
I don't know what their chain of command is as far as doing the information. I know that I do send them files relative to the accounts receivable balance, the accounts payable balance, and I also send them the check register and also the check the operating admin reconciliation. I think they do upload it into their SAGE system, SAGE 500.
Okay, so it's not like a proprietary file that gets sent over to them and it reads it. You actually send it over in a copy, like as PDF.
I send George the Excel sheet for the reconciliation for the general ledger and the check register.
Okay, so you have a general ledger that you send out
in Great Plains. In Great Plains, yes.
Okay, so would you ever be able to dish out a general ledger in an Excel file? To be able to look at some of these different areas, because to me, a general ledger is the detail that we are talking about. I mean, it's not in a condensed form, but it does have all the data. And so what we've been asking for is the general ledger, and from that, we may be able to build some of the documents that, you know, are being requested. And so, I mean, certainly we can do it with NEDA, but it seems like after 4 months, we're just not getting that. I mean, maybe they've got a different priority, or maybe on Yell's got a different priority for them.
Yeah, we have the priority currently is to do our audit for 2019. We just closed our audit for fiscal year 2018, and we're now trying to get into our fiscal year 2019. So that's the thrust of our concentration and focus right now.
Right. And I can understand that. But I think what I'm noticing happening is months are slipping away of us not being able to budget. Because like right now, we look at those numbers, we know that we need to either make more money or save money. But we have no way of saving money if we don't know the details of what's being spent. And
there was a budget submitted in December. Okay. There was a budget submitted by the general manager, Annie Fields, to the LSB. If you want to look at that, you can look at that. You look at the budget.
Right, but it's basically over budget. Am I right? I remember it being something where it comes in.
Well, we cut back all our expenditures as much as possible to try to reflect the current performance of our fund drives, and also to try to cut back our expenditures. So I think that's a pretty good budget, I think, in going forward.
Right,
now, as we go forward and we see further dismal fund drives, then we can readjust the revenue number. That's what a budget does. Basically gives you a snapshot of what your performance is going to be for the 12 months. And as you go through the year and it's not performing like you thought it was, you can readjust it.
Right, but it's not, it's already not going well, right? And we don't
have a lot
of
I didn't say that. Like I told you before, for the first 4 months of fiscal year 2020, we're only off like about $170,000 versus what we had last year. So we're not that far off.
Right, but that $170,000, you know, the thing is, let's say that there's decisions to be made, things that we could be talking to Anyel about if we knew the details behind the numbers, right? We could, you know, suggest this or suggest that, but we can't because our hands are tied because we don't know exactly how the money is getting spent. And it's not, we know that.
Well, no. I don't agree with that at all because I have submitted a accounts payable expenditure of what we spend on a monthly basis from month to month to this finance committee body, and
that
they have looked at it, they have looked at it and saw how our expenditures are from month to month. So I don't agree with that.
Very, I'm sorry, but the problem is it's not detailed. When
it
I
is
look
detailed.
At
it, it's a line by line item.
Hold on.
It actually says what we spend on a month to month basis, man.
No, let me just give you an example, okay? On personnel costs, we don't know the payroll. We know that it's $180,000. How many people are that? Is that?
That's incorrect. You know, our payroll per month is $140,000.
Okay, well,
give or take a little.
I see the total. Okay, so I see the total. I'm looking at the finance, the P&L. So,
yeah, well, that doesn't include the independent contractors. Okay, so that's,
okay,
you know,
that's
the number
fine.
You're probably looking
okay,
at.
Okay, now wait a second. That's what I mean. We don't understand these numbers. I'm just trying to make a point. I don't understand what that 182 is. You do. I do.
Yeah. And I just explained, in the beginning of the meeting, I explained, somebody asked me a question about the payroll, and I explained to them why the increase was from December to January, why we had an increase in our payroll expenditures, and that was due because we had two independent contractors that we're paying.
Right, I understand.
Outside of the normal payroll.
We shouldn't have to ask that. We should be able to look it up. For instance, administrative expenses, $29,000 a month. What goes into that? And you may know, and you may rattle it off right now for us on the phone, but most financial documents, when you're talking about this amount of money, breaks out, has subgroups for every single one of these line items. And we're not seeing that. And to make it sound like we're asking for something that is unusual is just really not fair. And I can understand why the frustration is starting to build, because I know me, listen to me, I've only gone to 5 of these meetings. And every single meeting we're asking for detail. And if it's available out of your software, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to dish it out. Because right now, this is just what somebody entered into a spreadsheet. It's not dished
well,
out from
you know,
the software.
As far as getting the payroll by department, I gave Bella a breakout of our expenditures by our payroll by department, by administrative department, by development, by operational department. I gave that to her. Okay? If you wanted to see the breakout by department.
We should be able to have a general ledger. We've been asking for that for, I mean, there was a letter that was written with all the things that we're supposed to get as the finance committee.
Well, we also discussed there's certain information that's not going to be distributed because unless you are a director of the LSB, you're not going to see that type of information. Some of the information is sensitive. I didn't give you that kind of information because some of the information is very sensitive and it's not to be looked upon by everyone.
So that's why we're not getting it? Because
I explained that to you two meetings ago. I said that to you. I don't understand. You know, I speak and people don't listen. I don't understand. I told you that some of the information is sensitive. Some of the information I can provide, I can let you see, like on an aggregate number, but I can't break it out because some of it's kind of sensitive. Okay.
Well, I do remember that there was per the policies and procedures manual, and Bella, if you can refresh my memory, I remember
yes.
that dictates that there's certain reports, certain financials that we are supposed to be privy to, and these are not asked outside of that. Trial balance, balance sheet, profit and loss, accounts payable, a general ledger. And so if
they had talked about, you know, the general ledger, not the general ledger, but the check register, the bank statement. I can give you that. Accounts payable, accounts receivable, and the reconciliation of the bank.
Why not the general ledger?
That was it.
Why not?
Because
why not
there's information that you're not to be privy. Some people are not privy to that.
Okay, we are not getting anywhere.
That is,
I told you, the directive of the
Gene
LSB
has the floor. You have to go through the chair. Let me explain something. I'm from the chair here. That manual you talked about, procedures that Bella gave you, Janine, that is not a valid document, Pacifica document. That was a draft from something like 2004 or 2005, and it was never passed by the LSB. So
that is incorrect. It's 2007, and it was passed.
I'm sorry. I've been on the LSB for 11 years, and I've never seen it.
Okay, then I can share it with you, Fred.
You sent me
it with Michelle and Janine.
Point of information.
Okay, well,
who's
hold
on, everybody, stop talking. Who asked point of information?
John Wenger asked for a point of information.
Okay, what's your point of information, John?
I guess the question is, has everybody forgotten what I told you during a previous Finance Committee meeting? And specifically, I'd like to ask Grace if she knows about this.
What is your
and
point
she
of
does speak,
what is your point, point
the,
of
the
order?
Fact, the fact is, has everybody forgotten that the existing KPFK policy is that salaries can be released to LSB members provided they are provided within a $3,000 interval?
I have never seen that policy.
Yeah, that was before you were, Fred, that was before you were on.
Okay,
I was there, you weren't at that time.
Well, you're talking about a policy I don't know that exists, John. I'm sorry.
Well, the other point is, did we ever get all those minutes that came from John, what's his name, who was the LSB secretary for so long? Because he has them in there, and I believe Grace and Ken.
Hold
know
on,
about
John.
This,
you didn't.
I
asked what your point of order was, John. You've
information.
I think
information.
Point of information. I think it's been stated. As I say, I do, that policy manual that Bill has been sending around, I do not believe is a valid policy manual. As I said, I've never seen it. What's your point of information?
I have 2 points of information, and I asked one, and I think Grace has got it. If Grace doesn't, she can ask me to clarify it. The other one has to do with the documentation of this policy. I believe that Lydia Brazon knows about this, and I think that all the old timers do know about this, but you have to go back a while. So the question is, does Grace and Ken and any of the other older timers know about this? So that's the second point of information. Question.
Okay,
I'm done now.
Okay, thank you. Well, the chair has ruled that that's not a valid policy manual that Bill has been sending around. Grace, do you have any information you can provide in this area?
You know, I'm sorry, John and Fred. I don't have any information about it. The only thing I recall is that when posting, making a job posting, you put the salary range for the employee, for the position that you're requesting applications for. That's the only thing I know, but I'm sorry, I don't recall. There may exist such a policy, but I'm not familiar with it.
Okay. Well, I interrupted Janine. And I'm not sure.
Well, I guess what I should say is the salary is the only issue Is everything outside of the salary something that you can provide? That was for Barry.
Salary is the only issue that's sensitive to outside sources, yes.
Okay, so you could do a general ledger and just keep that particular account, you know.
No,
it seems like that's the big contention was what we're spending on payroll. That's the big argument in the meetings that we have had in the past 3 or 4 months is the whole contention is, why are we spending so much money in payroll? That's what, you know, that's what the big focus is on.
Well,
in addition to other expenditures.
It's a big amount of money, but I also am curious about, like, development expenses at $30,000 every month. Like, I don't even know what that is. And again, you can tell us, but the thing is that for me, every month I deliver a financial document issued from a software so that it doesn't, I don't hand type it into a spreadsheet. I dish it out so that it's valid. It's a record every single month. And it is a general ledger. And so that there is a history that is built on a monthly basis. And that's what's not being done here. And it's not standard.
The P&L has been brought forth. Every meeting, I have brought a P&L to the meeting, which breaks out our expenditures and it breaks out our revenue by department.
I know, but it's not detailed. It's not detailed, and it's not from your software. It's a hand entered.
No, it's not, ma'am. You're incorrect. It's not. You're wrong. Okay, this P&L is being produced by management reporter that piggybacks off the accounting system called Great Plains. There's no one doing hand entries in here and putting numbers in a spreadsheet. It's being done by, it's automatically done. You push a button, whatever period you want, for whatever fiscal year, you put that into the system, and you push the generate, and it generates the P&L for you automatically. I don't think you understand how P&L works.
Okay, well, I'm sorry then. I didn't understand. So isn't there something on there, or maybe it's worth a call to the software system to see, because I know unless I click and make it print detail, it won't print detail. So I'm just curious if that can be done, because I think that that's a source. We can bark up another tree about the payroll, and maybe there's just a core people to be privy to that or whatever. But I do think we're at a point after what we just went through with the station that we're at a point where we need to function, and this committee is not able to function without information. We're just not. And if any of the listenership or whatever got wind of what goes on here and how impotent this whole process has been, we'd be a joke. And it's just not fair to us to just not be able to get the information we need. So if it takes a director, I'm sorry, I know I'm getting carried away, but if it takes a director inquiry or whatever it is, then that's what we'll do. But I would much rather suggest to everyone that we put together like a 3-person committee and that these documents are given to that committee and we can sign whatever it is. It doesn't even have to be me, but I'm just saying that it could be something that people sign so that they're able to get in there and look at these numbers, because otherwise it's really not fair and we're not able to do our job. The other question that I had was I just really wanted to reiterate what Paulina was saying about the furloughing and if it's going to interfere with any kind of monies that would be given as a grant or whatever from the government. That's really, really important that that gets relayed to Annyeong. And the last thing is that because there are no furloughing, there's odds are there's people that are not really, they're being paid, but they haven't really been let off, but they don't have the tasks to do anymore, maybe not as much. And this would be the perfect time, instead of in June, to go ahead and give them some tasks, like calling those 2,500 people that used to be members that aren't anymore. Like, we could be facilitating those types of things during this time when people have time at home. So that's it. I'm done. I'm sorry to elevate it, or, you know, but I appreciate you going down that road with me.
Okay, thank you, Janine. Kim, you're next, and then Grace. Anybody else for the stack?
Paulina, with a point of personal privilege, I will have to get off this call right now. I apologize.
Okay, what's your point of personal privilege, Paulina?
Just wanting to let people know that tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, the National Board will be meeting in an emergency meeting that will have to do with finances. I invite every single one of you to listen in. It'll be streamed on KTFCX, and we will be talking about issues that will perhaps clarify some of these some of these local issues and frustrations that we're having, but on a national level. So please tune in tomorrow at 5:30 to an emergency meeting of the Pacifica National Board to deal with finances. And thank you very much. I will have to sign off.
Okay. Thank you very much, Paulina. Okay, Kim, you're next.
Okay. Number one, salaries are not on the general ledger. Once again, I've said this multiple times, I'll say it again, salaries are not on the general ledger. That comes from a payroll account, which is handled by NIDA and our payroll service. Okay, all it shows on the general ledger is the bi-monthly amount that's transferred to NIDA for them to pay. So that's a false argument that salaries are on the general ledger. As to how much better we did in revenue, you cannot ignore the amount of increased days it took to get that slight amount of revenue. The reason the revenue is down, and look, I've been looking at this for 10 years. Every single year, it has been a decline of per day. And every single year, they have added more days with one or two anomalies. So to say that this year was better than last year is actually not at all true. It's far worse than last year because you had to add 2 weeks of fund drive to get that small amount, and it only depressed the per day amount.
No one said that the numbers were better this year than they were last year, okay?
Yes, you did.
No, I did not. Okay. You're putting words in my mouth. I did not say that.
Yes.
No,
okay.
I did not. I said that this year's numbers were a little bit off from last year's numbers.
Everybody,
okay?
Please be civil.
You're misinterpreting it. You're misinterpreting it. I don't know.
Yes.
You try to, you know, I say one thing and you turn it around and twist it and say it in another statement. That's
everybody,
not right.
Everybody,
okay.
Please be civil.
I'm sorry.
Please cool
I'm
it
sorry,
down.
Barry. Because the amount of revenue, whatever. My little hobby horse is the fund drive days that nobody talks about. The dirty little secret of KPFK, why it looks like, you know, KPFK is doing well in revenue. It's not. As for the budget, I asked for a fund drive chart way back last fall. I never got it, Barry. Never. So
well,
we don't
I
know.
Gave, I gave
even,
the fund drive chart to Fred. You can look. I've well, given it to him.
Turn it over, Fred, because I asked for it last fall, and we can't even evaluate the budget without that. As for the $7,755 in the solar account, that shouldn't be there. There's no reason for it to be there. That solar account.
Why shouldn't it be there?
Because the solar account, the solar project was eliminated years ago. And it was replaced by another fund.
Hold on. The solar account is mislabeled. It's not solar, but it is account.
Fred, I'm explaining that. It was called the solar account for one project, which was dismissed, and then it became another project, which has also gone by the roadside. So there's no reason to have that money in there unless there is. And if that's true, we don't know what it is. but that was a segregated account set up for those two separate projects. One was a solar project and one was for a Studio A project. Both of those are defunct. So whatever money is in there in a segregated account, I can't see any reason for it to be there. Also, just for the record, I have no problem with, and I will not spend one second of time trying to change them. As for the underwriting sponsorship issue, they're the same. They're the same. And when you take money for on-air time, you can call it sponsorship, but it's underwriting, and it goes with the same rules, and it's the same thing. Money for on-air time, and it's under the rules of the FTC. As for personnel, it's easy to see why the amount went up in January because of that. Barry, maybe you want to put yourself on mute.
Okay, go ahead.
It's easy. I mean, I don't care if you're talking to your dog or a cat or whatever, but it's, you know, you just might want to put yourself on mute. As for why the personnel went up in January, it's easy to see because of that $8,000 SUI payment. Okay, that's why it went up. So it had nothing else to do with something else. And, in fact, another reason is because, for some reason, October childcare is empty when that's a constant payment every single month. I don't know why that's still empty. I mean, unless everybody's children suddenly disappeared for that month, that's a mistake. And nobody seemed to have looked at that. And Tony Bates is not in payroll. He is on the consultants line item, which you can look down the chart of accounts and see it. I didn't write down what line item it is, but it's there in plain English to see the consultants. As I pointed out a month ago, it has expanded, twice as much in the first quarter as the entire last year. So that's where Tony Bates and the other people are. As for the mass mailing, that you might want to do, if I could make a suggestion, would be to do a cost benefit as to what mailings have been sent out in the past and how much return on that has come in. Terry has those numbers. Before you do something like that, I would like to see, what it's been for the last couple of years. I'd also like to know, and Terry has this number, how much money comes from the film club per year, in order to even know whether we need to spend any time speaking about it, whether it's any kind of amount that's meaningful. And one more thing, if the GM is concerned about our programming being relevant, and you can tell him, give him this message, Barry, a couple of days ago, I heard an on-air promo that it was Rod McEwen, and I am listening to KPFK, just like I always do, on 90.7. Well, guess what? Rod McEwen has been dead since 2015, okay? You might want to, like, at least see what kind of promos you're putting out on the air. And, you know, another time I turned it on, and it was Blaise Von Payne, who's been dead at least a year, talking about some issue that about Obama during his presidency, which is like at least 4 years ago, but more likely 6 or 7 years ago. So you might want to just, you know, sort of check what is going on, you know, what is going out on the air that might be relevant to our listeners. And I think that about covers it for this round. Thank you very much.
Kim, was there a question in there for Barry?
No, there was not. There was, I would like to see cost benefit as to a mass mailing and whether what the film club brings in.
Barry, does management do those things outside of the finance committee? Well,
Well, if they don't, they should. I'm making a suggestion. And if they don't want to do it, it wouldn't be a surprise. I'm making a suggestion, and I'd like to see the numbers if they do that. That's
so,
all.
So would I, Kim. Okay, Grace, you have the floor.
Point of information?
John, what do you want?
John Wenger?
Yeah,
the question is, the point of information question is, have people forgotten that in prior Finance Committee meetings, we have looked at documents which showed the income from film clubs, and also have the people also forgotten that we have seen previous documents from management about the benefits of the mass mailings? Those are the two points of information. I'm done now. I'll go back on mute.
Well, I think most of the people here are not old enough to remember those meetings. Grace, which is to say, I don't remember ever seeing those documents at a Finance Committee meeting. So it must predate me.
Oh, I do. No, it doesn't, but I remember.
Thank you, Kim. Grace, you have the floor.
Yeah, thank you. I have a question, Barry. Have the pension plan monies been sent for the pension plan?
Yes, we are all current for the employee pension plan. Yeah, I know you're talking about. All that has been current, and we're up to date as far as paying the pension plan for the employees.
Okay, so everything is current.
Correct.
Okay, very good. I have another bit of information, and that is I'll read you the percentage of total income that the fund drive income listener support for central services. It's kind of out of whack, and I'll tell you what it is. Of the total income, KPFT pays 17.6% in central services, WBAI 16.65%, KPFK 15.21%, WPFW 13.88%, and KPFA 12.88%. So KPFK is about in the middle of the pack. You're not being assessed more. In fact, KPFT is being assessed the most at 17.6%. WBAI is being assessed more than KPFK. They're at 16.65%, and KPFK is at 15.21%. So I wouldn't harp on the unfairness of the central services. This should actually be rectified so that it's one flat fee, flat percentage, so that
right.
It's not confusing.
I think it should be reduced. It's my opinion. I think it should be reduced a little bit.
Well,
if you pay $36,829, that's a lot
statement.
Of money.
I'd like to make one statement. There was $600,000 in legal expenses in fiscal year 2018, between 2018 and 2019. That's approximately $300,000 per year for 2018 and 2019 a year. Originally, years ago, those legal services were billed back to the stations that were needing the legal services, lawyers or whatever. NETA did not bill them back to the stations. Believe me, KPFK should be spending considerably more than central services, just taking into consideration that there were legal bills that were paid by the national office that should actually have been billed back to KPFK. I've seen the legal billings. So, and it used to be, the proportion used to be KPFK used to pay 19%, and the other stations either 20 or 21%. Kim would remember. So this is a much reduced central service amount, and I don't think it's adequate. The national office expenses have been
quite high, and we're going to have to reassess that when we look over the budget for the national office. But
okay, Grace, I'd like to make a comment.
I'm not done talking. Don't feel okay. In any way that KPFK is paying too much for central services. I don't think that that's correct. We need to get the audits done. We need to get the financial information out, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot that's paid by the national office. But in terms of the other stations, KPFK is not being overcharged relative to the other stations. Although an argument could be made that KPFA is being undercharged at 12.88%. The lowest percent of income is being paid by KPFA in central services. That's all.
Okay, I think we spent... Bella, I did not recognize you. I was going to comment.
Fred, can I be put on the stack? You are very hostile towards me.
And also Kim.
Fred, I have one other thing I forgot to mention. One quick thing. The reason that KPFK was paying traditionally 1% less is because we house the archives. So we're given that 1% reduction, or we were in the past given a 1% reduction in central services fees because of housing the archives. That's all.
That's correct. I want, before I entertain any more questions or people for the stack, I want to say that we really are reaching the end of the meeting. It's 6:15 currently. I had proposed a time certain of 6:30 for the end of the meeting, so it would be 2 hours in length. And basically, we run out of time for this segment. Kim, you probably do have more questions for Barry. And I don't know what questions you want to ask, Bella. But can we move on to the next agenda item, which was a discussion?
Oh, wait, Fred, before we move on.
I have questions.
Bella, I did not give you the floor. What is it, Barry?
In relation to, or actually in reference to Grace's comment about the legal fee that the national office has paid for us, I just want to make a comment that in December of 2016, the national office took away $95,000 out of our checking an operating account to handle a legal settlement for WBAI in New York. We never got that money back.
How much
okay?
money was
it? I just want to mention that.
You said $95,000.
So it was $95,000.
In what year?
In December 2016.
2016?
Right. It was a legal settlement for some lady that had filed a sexual harassment case in New York City that we ended up paying for, that we never got the money back, that KPFK never returned, got the money back.
Okay.
But I just wanted to add that.
And what about the $200,000 we owed in central services around that time, or that a year after?
Yeah, well, we are in arrears in central services because our cash flow has not been up to snuff in order to handle the central services.
Okay, I believe that we had a shortfall in central services a few years ago. So it would seem logical that if the national office used $95,000 of KPFK money, rather than paying it back, they would credit it to past central services. But that would be my logical assumption.
Yeah, we tried to get, Christine actually tried to argue that, to try to get the return of that in a credit for our central services, but it was never done. We had talked about that.
Well, that's something that should be written up and possibly rectified, but I have to tell you that I haven't done a close analysis, but I would say that the legal billings for 2018 and 2019 would far exceed $95,000 for KPFK.
Okay. I just want to make that.
Okay.
ahead of the game.
Okay. I was going to propose that we move on to the to item 7 on my agenda, which was discussing the GM's response to the LSV motions on documentation. But Bella, what is your question?
Fred, I have a question for Grace, and I want to address something that Kim said earlier. So you need to allow Kim and myself to ask our questions and make our comments now, and then we can move on. Thank you.
We only have 11 minutes left.
Yeah, it can be very quick.
This is Kim for the stack.
Who's saying?
This is Kim for the stack.
Well, you, Bella and Kim are both on the stack. Who was saying there was 11
no,
minutes?
No. This is.
Who was saying there was 11 minutes?
Steve.
Okay. We can't let this meeting run on forever, everybody.
No, this is Kim for the stack, not for Barry. Can I have the floor, Fred?
Make it quick.
I will. I would suggest that that Barry, we have, you know, all asked the questions of Barry that we need to, and he can go, and we can discuss whatever we want amongst ourselves, which really has nothing to do with him.
Are the membership of the finance committee in agreement?
I got a question, Barry, real quick.
Who's that? Steve?
That's Steve. That's a quick question I could ask Barry before he goes.
Are we on the stack?
Okay, that's fine. Put me on the stack, please.
I mean, I gave you a lot of time, Steve, to ask questions of Barry. Is it a quick question?
It's a quick question. I'm just wondering if we can influence the chart of accounts like Bella was talking about, and I think Kim referred to, that NEDA is classifying all stations for. I mean, I could see improvement in the chart of accounts also, but is it easy enough to influence this? All five stations seem to be using the same chart of accounts now.
No.
We cannot solve that here, Steve.
Well, it's not a matter of solution. I just asked Barry if we can influence that.
No,
you
can't.
Okay, good enough.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Before Barry leaves, Barry, are you still there? Barry?
Yes, I'm here. Yes,
okay.
I'm here, Bella.
Kim made a note. She noted that the payroll is not listed or undocumented on the general ledger of Great Plains. And I disagree because I worked with the general ledger for 3 months at KPFK from Great Plains, and everything is documented. It's the holy grail of every daily transaction.
Bella,
so I need to make this very quick, and if you interrupt me, we will lose time. Now, we have been asking for a general ledger for a very long time, and if we get the general ledger, per this prescribed, we need to set a committee right now. However, we certainly cannot do this by phone. So I do not envision that we will be able to resolve the situation anytime soon unless this COVID situation is lifted.
Bella?
But it has to be done, and we have to get the general ledger as soon as possible. And I suggest
stop.
That we don't
Bella,
meet again.
But
you're
stop.
Not getting anywhere. I have a question for Grace.
No, Bella.
Grace?
Bella, you.
Can we let Barry
Bella,
go
I
before
did not
we?
Bella, I did not give you the floor. You need to stop.
Okay.
Barry, is Kim correct that the general ledger does not document payroll down to the employee level?
that it doesn't have names in the general ledger. You're correct. Yeah. But it does have number. It does have numbers by department, by like
that's
administrative, by development, operations,
and programming. Okay. Thank
it doesn't
you.
Have names. No, it doesn't have names. Yeah.
Therefore, we can get the general ledger.
Exactly.
That's a different issue, Bella.
No, it's not a different issue. That is
Can we let Barry go, for God's sakes?
Yes, Kim. Hold. I had to mute Bella because.
Thank you, Barry, for being here. We appreciate
Kim
it.
Enough. Thank you, Barry.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Everybody be safe.
Okay. So I'm going to unmute Bella now. So I think we have to move. I think we have to move this segment of the agenda forwards.
I have a question for Grace.
I have a question for Grace.
John, you don't
point
have
of information,
the
John Wayne.
What is your point of information?
I'm asking for
John.
Point of information. Well, the question is simple. Did you record this meeting so if anybody wanted to check what was said? Do we have access to this info? I'm done. That's the end of my question.
Thank you, John. Yes, this meeting is being live streamed and recorded at the same time, and I will post the recording on KPFTX probably later tonight. Okay. Bella, Grace, do you want to answer?
Hold on, Bella.
Grace, do you want to answer Bella's question?
What?
I'm asking Grace.
I have a question for Grace.
Stop, Bella, please.
Why
stop.
Are you
Bella.
Asking her? Why
Bella,
are you?
Bella, you need to stop shouting and let me run the meeting.
I have a question for Grace, Fred. Can you stop interfering?
No, Bella, I am the chair of the Finance Committee. It's my job to interfere and run the meeting. So I'm asking you to not shout. Ask your question of Grace.
Wow. Grace, can you give us those percentages again? And let me ask you which station, please, before you go on. KPFA, what was the percentage?
I don't have it in front of me.
Oh, shit.
It was a 12%.
You went over this list so fast. I noted, I made some... get it down as fast as I could, but all this information is critical. Can you get it up again?
Okay. KPFT is
hold
saying...
Hold on. Yeah. KPFT, go ahead.
Okay. As a percentage of their total fiscal year 2018 income, the stations were assessed central services and archive support charges at the following rates. KPFT, 17.6%. WBAI, 16.65%.
You're going too fast. You are going too fast. WBAI, how much?
16.65%.
Okay, WBAI. Okay, what about KPFK, 15.21?
Yes.
WPFW,
13.88.
88.
And KPFA?
KPFA?
12.88%.
Okay, thank you.
Kim for the stats.
Okay, Kim. You have the floor.
Okay, I'm looking for something. But first of all, those numbers, those percentages were based on listener support for about 5 years ago. So, yeah, it's time to relook at them and recalculate what they were. And it probably has to do with declining listener support. But I want to ask Grace, what is this Pacifica Foundation initiative where KPFK's payroll is going to be coming out of in about a week.
I never heard that phrase used before, but I would assume that this is stimulus money that we're applying for.
No, that's not what it is. Otherwise, it would be called stimulus money. He specifically said Pacifica Foundation Initiative. I would like to know where the payroll is coming from in a week.
All right. Well, I would assume that this is I hear you, and I don't think that just because it's renamed that it's not stimulus money.
Can you find out, please, for you know, for sure, and not just guess, can you find out where the payroll will be coming from in a week and get back to us? Thank you.
Well, why didn't you ask Barry that?
I asked him. He said he didn't know.
Okay.
He said it was something the national board knew about.
It'll probably be something on the meeting tomorrow
Not
night.
Not probably, Grace. We really need to have a real answer.
So
please get back to us.
Goodbye. I'm not going to respond.
You know, Kim, the world has changed. You know, all kinds of businesses are, you know, trying to figure out where their payroll is going to come from next week.
Yes.
Barry
seems to know. Barry seems to know. Look, no problem. I'll ask somebody else and get back to you all.
No, I mean, I told you the PNB was, you know, has been talking about getting government stimulus money. I understand, but I don't think they've gotten it yet.
Otherwise, we would know about it. Let's not guess. These are finances, Fred. We don't guess and make assumptions.
Right.
Okay? We ask who knows.
Well, you know, we live in a time when, you know, the money is drying up. No, and nobody, as far as I've heard, has gotten any of the stimulus money yet.
Is Janine on the call? Is Janine on the call? I have a question for Janine.
Yeah, I'm on.
Hold on, Bella.
May I ask a question?
Bella? I think we need to adjourn the meeting. I'll leave the conference up, and you can ask your question to Janine privately. So is there any opposition to adjourning the meeting now? It's 6:30. Hearing none, I'm adjourning the meeting.